A national security team in chaos. Congress and the military worrying about the chain of command. Allies stunned after James Mattis's bombshell resignation.
We have never seen a Secretary of Defense not only resign in protest, but resign with this ringing indictment of the president who appointed him.
The fear? Adversaries like Vladimir Putin will seize on the turmoil after the Syria withdrawal.
You can expect your adversaries to try and take advantage of that and embarrass you. As you're now preparing to pull up stakes and leave, the one thing you can probably count on is they can launch an attack when you're most vulnerable.
Mattis's friends say he quit after more than a year of frustrations, both moral and military. The president's contempt for NATO, his response to the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, his press conference with Putin, and deploying nearly 6,000 troops to the border for a migrant caravan he did not think was a national security threat.
At the end of the day, General Jim Mattis, who won every battle for our nation, finally hit a hill he could not conquer, and that was the president of the United States.
Finally, the president's momentous decision to withdraw from Syria against the advice of his cabinet after talking to Turkey's President Erdogan. With Mattis now leaving, who will stand up to the president? Critics say the remaining top advisors are mostly yes men. And who would want the defense job now? Serving a commander-in-chief who, as a candidate, said, "I know more than the generals."